KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKB, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix. Arizona Gold, KAZG.
Culinary confessions, Dennis and Diana's confections, we're the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah. It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good morning, Arizona foodies, and welcome to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it is Fun Freaky Farewell Friday.
Wow, that's a lot of Fs.
Okay. So, how are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Doing good. Good.
Harder than you thought, isn't it?
A little bit. Yep. Yep. But hey, we will be today when we sign off, we will be signing off until fall, and we'll be coming back and be bigger, better, stronger, more sponsors and advertisers. And
that's our goal.
So
that's all we need.
That's right. So little break, give us time to do that and
recoup,
recharge. And it's only been 16 months since we had any time off, so that's not too bad. So, all right, so what do you think?
Well, let's start off with some business. We've got trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations. 480-661-6336. Don't forget to give him a call for Mother's Day. Don't forget, he also has a second location on the 101 and the I-17 at Deer Valley Town Center. That's at 3049 Agua Fria Freeway,
623-434-1888. So,
so there's still time to call for reservations. Don't forget about Mom. It's Mother's Day on Sunday.
That's right. And I believe there are still a few openings over at the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center.
Really? So give them a call.
Call over there, check and see if you can still get in. And if not, if you're going to a place that doesn't need reservations, then just make sure you show up. Like Diana says.
With a pocket full of patience. Let me give you that number for the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center just in case. That's 480-991-9000. That's the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center. You can check them out online at thescottsdaleresort.com.
Okay, and our trivia today is, who was the first retailer to offer fresh brewed coffee? Okay, first retailer. All right, which vegetable comes in white, yellow, orange, green, and purple varieties? True or false? True or false? There are more than 200 kinds of chili peppers.
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
What kind of cheese is the most widely purchased in the world? All right. And then, what is the only vegetable that's a flower?
The only vegetable that's a flower.
Mm-hmm. Europe has domesticated beans since 400 BC, 500 BC, or 600 BC.
Which is it?
Which is it? And let's see. True or false? The inside of a banana is a berry. Is that true or false?
Call us at 480-668-3287.
What is the most widely eaten meat in the world? Is it chicken, beef, lamb, or pork? And let's see. What is the largest fish farming crop in the U.S.? Okay, and then one more. 73%, 89%, or 93% of Americans eat out. Never mind. I can't read the rest of that one.
Never mind.
Yep. So forget that one.
Okay.
All right. But I do have a quote of the day.
Okay. What's your quote of the day?
My quote of the day is, I didn't forget your breakfast. I didn't bring you breakfast because you didn't eat your dinner.
More reason you're starving for breakfast.
Betty Davis.
Betty.
With the Betty Davis eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And the coat hangers, huh?
What coat hangers?
Nothing.
Okay. You're talking from her. The movie, huh?
Maybe. Okay.
All right.
Did you know that there are 6 commandments for preparing a perfect burger?
No.
No? Never heard of them?
No.
First of all, you have to choose wisely. You have to make sure your meat matters. And ground beef is a combination of 80 and 20% fat. The less fat, the drier the burger, which is true.
Yep.
Okay, then you handle with care. Throw out the hamburger press, and the best hamburgers are
hand-pressed.
It says formed by using your hands. Enough pressure, taking no more than necessary to form a patty. Don't press a mold over it and work it out and do all of this kind of stuff to make it look like the perfect burger. What will happen is you'll wind up with a very tough tasting burger. And it's grilling season right now. Summer, everyone's going to be out at the barbecue. You need to know these commandments. And then don't turn your patties too soon. That one is let your burger get good and crusty before you flip it. Otherwise, all of those juices were going to be released and go down into the grill, forces a fire, and doesn't get cooked as well. It's kind of tough. And then no squishing it. Once you have your patty on the grill, don't squish it. That'll squish out all the juices also. So make sure that all that stuff stays in there. Avoid the urge to press down on your burger while it cooks, as you'll force all the juices and flavor out along with it. Then, take its temperature. Don't risk putting a damper on your cookout with food poisoning, because that's never any fun. Make sure you've killed any disease-causing bugs by cooking your meat until an instant red thermometer says 160 Fahrenheit.
Yeah, 155 is medium.
Oh, okay, medium. And the color of the beef is not a good way for you to judge the doneness. And I think a lot of people forget that. They automatically look at their meat without tasting it. They cut it open, look at it. Oh, it's not done. Well, it could be done. It could have that 155, 160 degrees all the way through. And it could still look pink. But that does not mean it's not cooked.
Right.
So everyone needs to take a bite, taste it, make sure, before you automatically throw it back. Because most of the time you'll find out it tastes pretty darn good.
You're learning.
I know. I'm learning. So then the last one, the last commandment is cook on cast iron if possible, not a regular skillet. If you can't cook it out on the grill, then the next best is a cast iron. If you run out of gas and you don't want to face just ruining it, or if it starts raining, you can throw it inside and put it on a cast iron, and it is awesome. So those are your 6 commandments for preparing a wonderful hamburger.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Not that you care, but I think you already know.
You think?
Yeah.
Think
not everybody knows.
I think we follow most of those, all of those, actually.
We do. But I really tend to believe that people forget and they just automatically look at the color instead of tasting it.
Yeah.
And that's not always a good thing to do. Taste, always taste. So anyway, let's get on to our Taste of Music, which is brought to you by The Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Come see us over at the bakery and place special orders. We love those. Mother's Day is around the corner, so we're running out of time. So if you still have a special order, maybe you want one of those giant cookies or a special pie or a special cake, give them a call, 480-813-4610. And the Taste of Music is...
The Taste of Music is when we play a tidbit of a song. Somewhere in that song, there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. So, Garion, play me some music, please. All right. I'm throwing a couple of easy ones out there today. I know everybody knows that one.
I know that one. I remember singing that one.
I'll give you a hint. The Rat Pack. He was a member.
He was a member.
Yes, he was.
So give us a call, 480-668-3287, and try some of our trivia or the Taste of Music. Or, you know, the recipe of the day I'm going to give at the top of the hour, that's brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. That's alexondesign.com, A-L-E-X-O-N, design.com. Call them at 480-699-7796. They do pools, fireplaces, landscaping, putting greens, awnings, you name it, they do it. They do a fabulous job. Just go check out online and you'll see all these beautiful pictures of their work.
All right.
So alexondesign.com.
All right. And our survey question of the day is, what are you looking forward to most when we come back on air in the fall? Okay. How's that? That one work?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Right now, let's talk to Vince. Vince, how are you?
Hey, hi, Dennis.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
You're.
Well, I wanted to guess at the song, but I had to call early to beat Nancy. You know?
All right, give it to me.
It's Candyman by Sammy Davis Jr.
You are absolutely right.
Yep.
Because the Candyman can.
Yep. Yeah, he sure can. He's good.
Yep.
He is good.
Yeah. Yep. He sure is.
So how's your daughter doing?
She's doing better. She's kind of going through a UI infection thing and UG, whatever they call that thing. So
okay,
no
she
fun.
She got more medicine to take, but she's doing better. She's getting a little better every day. You know, it's gonna just take. You know, we know it's gonna take months before she's halfway back to normal. So.
That's all right. She'll get there, and it'll be all good. Oh, yeah. And you'll look back on it and just be happy that everything went the way it did.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big surgery when you got a incision in the back of your head about 6-8 inches long and right there at your neck. So,
yep.
It's painful and it takes a lot of work and takes time for it to heal.
Yeah.
So.
Well, everybody's thinking about her, so it'll be good. She'll come out just fine, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Was there the question of the day?
The survey question of the day is, when we come back in the fall, what's the thing that you're most looking forward to?
You guys just being on the air.
Right.
Because
thanks, Vince.
The show being on the air because... I turn it on at 11 o'clock, and unless I'm indoors, I have it on. I got the volume up, and I have usually if I'm outside, I have the equipment next to my van, and I got the windows down, the door open, and I got it blasting so I can listen.
Well, thank you so much.
So.
All right. Well, very good. We appreciate that.
Yeah, you got... I was talking to Marianne earlier today, and, just the difference of when you guys first started to where you are now is, you guys have really grown tremendously in that, But it takes more than just the talent to stay on the air because the radio people want their money.
Exactly.
So
Everybody wants their money. That's for sure.
Everybody wants their money. That's it. You know, it all comes down to financials and stuff and that. So, you guys will get through this, and, you'll be back on the air, and we'll be able to listen again. So.
Oh, thank you.
15 years from now, we're going to look back at this, and we're all going to laugh,
like we did about the first day.
Yeah. It'll just be a little hiccup, and, after a couple of years, and nobody will remember.
Yep. All right. Well, you want to try trivia?
Yeah, go ahead. Let me try the cheese one.
All right. What kind of cheese is the most widely purchased in the world?
I'll say goat's.
No.
No? Oh, that's surprising.
No, it's not goat.
Okay. All right. Well, I was going to take a wild stab, because I know a lot of other countries love goat cheese. So.
Right. That's okay. We'll still stick you in the drawings, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. You have a great day, and we will see you, I'm sure,
soon.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll stop in there for breakfast once we get a sitter lined up, because she can't be left alone. So.
Right.
We'll come out for breakfast.
All right. Sounds good, Vince.
All right. Talk
see
to you guys
soon.
Later.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's talk to Manny. Manny, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, too?
We're doing all right.
Just peddling my flowers all around town, and I'll see you whenever I get done.
Yeah, you won't see me until late.
Yeah, I know. You're gallivanting this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm taking half the crew and going over to Intel, and we're going to do a big dinner over there. So
I hope that works out to be a recurring thing for you. That would be great.
Yeah, we're hoping too. So.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Survey question. I think it'll be looking forward to getting back on the air, just because it's like looking forward to a family reunion. You know, seeing and talking to people you haven't talked to for a long time gives you that nice, warm, fuzzy feeling.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Well,
I think I'll do that. What's the only vegetable that's a flower?
Yes, sir.
I believe that's the artichoke.
No, that's not.
No.
Right. No.
Okay.
No, here I thought you guys were going to get all these easy ones,
so close.
Oh, well.
I'll tell you, they're both green, but that's as close as it comes.
I was surprised also at the one that Vinny just missed, because I would have guessed goat, but that isn't even one of the choices, so I would have been wrong there anyhow.
No, so.
Yep.
All right. Well, all right. Yes. This is going to be a very awkward day, Manny.
Well, yeah, I'm old for two, so.
All right. Well, you know what? You called in. You're in the drawing, and all is good.
Okay. And just one little correction: Sammy Davis Jr. was only a half member of the Rat Pack, because he was just a little guy.
Yeah.
And I met him in person, and I think he was. Like 5 foot nothing, weighed about 100 pounds, dripping wet.
Oh, yeah.
He was just a little guy with a huge amount of talent.
Yeah, and when they first started, they wouldn't even let him in the same door as the rest of them.
I know.
He had to go around back. He couldn't stay in the same. And then when they got popular, all the other guys said, no, he doesn't come with us. We don't play.
Well, who was the first one to do that? Back then, I know most of your listeners don't even know who this was, but Milton Berle was
a huge star. Yeah.
And he was appearing in Miami Beach, and Sammy Davis Jr. was like one of the warm-up acts, and they wouldn't let Sammy eat in the restaurant. And Milton Berle went to the owners and said, you better refund everybody's money for their tickets for my show tonight, because if I can't have dinner with my buddy Sammy, I'm not playing.
Wow. Yep. That's pretty awesome. As it should be.
Yep.
All right.
But, that was a major, major star just watching out for somebody back then that nobody knew about.
Yeah.
They knew about his parents because both his father and his uncle were great entertainers in their time. They were great dancers.
Yeah, Sammy could do it all, couldn't he?
He could. He could sing, he could dance, he could act. He was, and he was a funny guy.
Yeah, he was. So
he hit it all.
He had massive talent in that little body.
That little 100-pound soaking wet body, huh?
Yeah. And all the energy in the world, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Anyhow.
All right, Manny.
Well, have fun delivering your flowers and putting smiles on everybody's face.
Okay.
And I'll see you tonight.
All right, thanks. Okay. Eli, if you're listening, I did get your number, and I'll give you a call first chance I get.
All right. Sounds good, Manny.
Thanks.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
480-668-3287.
You don't know that number yet. Yes, what is going on with you?
I said it. I was just being slow at it.
All right. Let's talk with Mary Ann from Tempe.
All right. Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Diane. I'm just calling in on your last day. So sorry that you're going away for the summer, but you guys really do need the rest. I'm so happy for you that you're going to be able maybe to get some time off between looking for restaurants.
Yeah, well, we're sorry to have to take the break, but, you know, it's something that we have to do for the business to make it better, and it'll make the show better, and we'll come back refreshed, and everything will be great.
Well, you know what I think you really should do before you even start looking for the restaurants? You really should take a nice break for a week and go. We have so many nice spas and resorts here in Arizona. If you can't go to Hawaii, just go to one of them for a week and relax and get massages and just come back all refreshed.
You know, that would really be great if we could do that, but we still have the bakery and the restaurant, so.
Yeah, well, use your plastic.
No, I mean, we have to work the bakery and the restaurant. We can't leave.
That's part of our
problem.
Put your son in charge. Put Manny to work. I mean, you could leave for a week.
Yeah, well,
you guys need the rest. I really feel sorry for you. You've been working so hard. I don't know how you've done it, but anyway, I appreciate the show so much. I'm going to miss the show. I'm going to miss all the people that call in and all the friends I've made. And now I have to wait the fall to come in for breakfast in the show.
Yeah. Well, you know, just think of it this way. It's just like a TV show when they have their season ending finale, and then they come back in a little bit while, you know.
Okay, that's a good way to put it, Dennis.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Okay, well, I'm going to try a trivia, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll probably blow it, but I'll try that vegetable one about the...
Which vegetable comes in white, yellow, orange, green?
No. The one that's a flower.
Oh, okay. What is the only vegetable that's a flower?
Is it a cabbage?
No.
No. They have those flower. They have those cabbages that look like big flowers.
Yeah, but it's not considered one. You'll be surprised when you hear.
I should have asked for choices on that one. Anyway, I wanted to throw out a message to Marie because I heard her on yesterday about her daughter going in for surgery.
Okay.
And I just wanted to tell her that I really believe in the power of prayers, and I pray for all the people when there's something going on. So I'm going to definitely say put her daughter in my prayer, and I'm going to put Vince's daughter also in my prayer.
Very good.
I'm hoping that they both do really well and get well soon. So.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, I just wanted to let her know that. And I hope that when Marianne or somebody gets this together with a group this summer,
yes,
she makes sure she gives me a call because I want to come in with everybody. Maybe we can do this quite a few times at your restaurant, Dennis.
Maybe.
You know, just get together as a group just so we can see each other over the summer.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, it will be. Okay, well, listen, you guys have a really, really nice summer, and enjoy your break.
All right, we'll talk to you in the fall.
And we'll talk to you in the fall.
All right, honey.
Thanks, Marianne.
Thanks, Marianne.
You're welcome. Diana,
bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's talk to Joy from Mesa. Joy, how are you?
I'm good, Dennis. Hi, Diana. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
I thought since I don't call a whole lot, I better make an effort to call you the last time until fall. And I know we'll still see you around when we can get a chance to get out there again.
Well, we appreciate that, Joy. We really do.
And I know Vince is going to really miss calling in, and it gives him excitement, and he just loves to be involved with it. But, you know, it's not like you're saying goodbye forever, and we will.
That's right. We'll continue to harass him. No problem.
Keep him in line. That's right.
That's right.
Not getting rid of us that easy.
I know.
Like
we
said, there were people that said we wouldn't make it the first month, but here we are 16 months later, and we're just taking a little break.
That's right. It was, you know, like everybody else has said, you guys, it has improved, and things are great. And, you know, it's not like a friendship or something that we'll never see you again, you know.
No.
You know where to find us, don't you?
That's right, we do, and I can't wait to get out and get there something one day. But right now, my hands are a little busy.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I wanted to answer that cheese trivia that my husband didn't get.
All right, what kind of cheese is the most widely purchased in the world?
Mozzarella?
No.
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 I'm shocked. There's another one I was going to say, but... And I should have said it.
Yeah.
But I looked online, and it said the top cheese is mozzarella, but that could be just...
In the world?
It says America.
Oh, yeah. See, this is in the world.
Okay, that's why I messed up then.
Yep, this is in the world, so...
That's
okay. We're going to stick your name in the drawings, okay?
All right.
See you soon, Joy.
Okay,
you take care.
Have a great day.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's talk to Phyllis from Scottsdale. Hi, Phyllis.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I, too, want to wish you both a very nice summer. It'll do you both good to put your feet up for a little while and paddle a boat.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
I think you could even walk on water.
If it's a little puddle on the sidewalk.
Let's hope we have some of that, too.
Yeah. Pray for rain.
It'll do you both good. Wanted to know the hours for your Friday fish fry. How early do you start serving that?
We start at 4 o'clock on it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we hope to get over there soon. And I just was thinking about, I hope that you'll be able to get some new sponsors in the Phoenix, East Phoenix and the Scottsdale area.
Oh yeah, we will. That's one of the things is when we come back, it's going to be all over the place again. And so it'll be good.
So everyone can be involved.
Right.
Do you think that because of you owning a restaurant, it can appear to some of the sponsors a possibility of a conflict of interest for them?
Nope.
You don't feel that way?
No, not at all. Actually, the fact that we are restaurateurs actually helps them, because we can talk about things that they would like to talk about and promote things the way that, you know, we know they would promote them and stuff. And we've never actually been a self-promoting place. The only reason that we do promote the Groves and the bakery on it is because we've been short sponsors, so they're picking up the sponsor
They're
sides.
Having to make those payments, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know?
So mm-hmm. we treat it as different businesses, so the Groves gets, you know, they pay just like anybody else would.
Well, I just thought, well, they may think that you're getting more than 5 minutes of fame, and possibly that's what they're...
Well, and true, I mean, when we go to these other sponsors, we are not in competition with them, especially the mom and pops. Everyone knows we work together. All the mom and pops places all work together. You know, something simple like Bergie's Coffee Roast House, you know, we provide Bergie's coffee in our restaurant. So we're helping him by purchasing his coffee, and then he makes a special blend called the Groves Blend. So in turn, people can go to his place and purchase the coffee. So we try and make those,
In the 16 months that we have been here, we have never had one sponsor or future sponsor ever question that, you know, the equality of them getting, you know, advertising along with our place.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one thing we never wanted to do, was make it the Groves station, because the Groves can't afford to pay for everything.
But yeah.
You know, so, we want it all about the mom and pop places, and that's how it'll always be.
Yeah, it's good to hear you talk about that. Have you set a date? Today would be a good time for you to set a date for the first family Friday fish fry.
Well, you know, that'll be up to Marianne. She's the one kind of heading that.
Or whoever wants to spearhead that.
Or whoever wants to spearhead it. But
right now, we don't want to put that out on everybody either, because, I don't know, this is hard. This is really hard for us anyway.
Yeah.
And we don't want you to think that, you know, now we're going to just promote our restaurant and come see us there, because that's what we want. We've gained so many friendships, and we appreciate you all so much that it's not about you coming to the restaurant. It was about, you know, you gave 2 hours of your day to listen to us and be part of our family, and
And the get-together does not have to be at our place.
It could be anywhere.
It could be on the west side. It could be in Scottsdale. It could be in Phoenix. We don't care where it's at, as long as we get to get together with people.
Well, I would love to see a fish fry.
Okay.
And you have the proper place for that.
Yes. Oh,
thank you so much, Phyllis.
Well, anyway, good luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll miss you, and we'll see you in the fall.
Okay. All right, Phyllis, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
Have you eaten here before?
Nope.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can I share our specials with you?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's actually been sitting around here for a week. Then there's the cream of chicken soup. It's had no refrigeration since it was made yesterday. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning. What can I get you?
Yeah, don't think we can stay for lunch.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks?
If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. We have got busy phones today. Let's talk to Jacqueline. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Diana.
Hi there. How are you today?
I am doing great. I got 26 flowers done, and I'm going to go back and pick up another load.
Woohoo.
Wow.
Woohoo.
Big day for you.
Big day. Big day. I love it. Well, so what's your cliffhanger going to be?
Our cliffhanger?
Yeah, you got to have a cliffhanger for coming back in the fall.
I don't know what the cliffhanger. Who shot JR? I don't know. You know, our survey question today is just what is it that you're looking forward to in the fall for us, you know?
Hearing what Kathy from Rio Verde has done.
That is a great one.
What she has accomplished this summer.
And I'm sure she will accomplish a lot.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I guess she wants some nice pills, huh? She's not very nice. So
I don't
nice
believe
pill?
Her. I think she, no, I don't believe her at all. I think she's very nice. I like her.
I think so, too. I do, too.
Yep. She's, you know, she just says what she says. And, you know, she's, I respect that, people that just say what's on their mind, you know? You do it.
Right.
I do it. She does it.
But
know?
She doesn't push it on you.
No.
You know, it's not like, well, you have to do my way or the highway. I mean, she's just, you know, well, that may work for you, but this is what I do. And I've got to respect that.
That's right. And
definitely.
She just does so much. I mean, she does a lot.
Yeah, she does. She makes me tired just listening to her.
I just hope that her garden does a lot better this year than it did last year.
You know, and I wanted to tell her, you know, it might be because of the chemtrails, what they're spraying on us. That might be affecting, you know, our crops and everything and us.
Yeah, I don't know. But she was having a tough time with her tomatoes last year.
Yeah, I remember she was saying that.
So my hope for her this summer.
Compost.
Yep. I hope her tomatoes grow great.
Yeah. grow beautifully red tomatoes.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. You want to try trivia?
Absolutely.
All right. You know which one, or you want me to just throw you one?
Just throw me one except for that cheese one.
Okay. All right. How about is the most widely eaten meat in the world chicken, beef, lamb, or pork?
Lamb.
No.
You were close. Well.
You were close.
You were close. It was one of the three.
It was one of the animals.
It was one of those four-legged animals.
Well, I'm taking care of a dog right now for a friend, and it's been an interesting 6 weeks. In 2 weeks, I'm going to drive her to Dallas, and she's a 14-year-old Labrador, and she's just just a sweetheart, and she's gotten me out walking her every day for an hour in the morning and then about 20 minutes in the afternoon at night when I come home. And we're both getting stronger and slimmer. And she told me, she said, I want you to rent a convertible so we can pretend we're Thelma and Louise when we drive to Texas.
How cute is that? Is it a blonde lab or a chocolate lab?
Chocolate. She's chocolate.
Oh.
How fun. You're going to get her out of this heat?
Well, yeah. And, you know, she has severe allergies. She's allergic to everything. But on the other hand, she's only eaten like, she gets this salmon kibble thing. And she has no hip dysplasia. I mean, she is up now. She's like a puppy. So all of you dog owners out there, you know, quit feeding your dogs grain. They don't need it. It just gives them inflammation like it does to us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe it. She's up and down, up and down, up and down, and just jumping around like, you know, like a puppy.
Yeah. Well, salmon's good for them, actually. What do you think? What do you think they feed all those sled dogs up in Alaska?
Huskies. Oh yeah, for sure. Sled dog. Yeah.
Lots of salmon.
A lot of fishies.
Yep.
Definitely. And they don't seem to have. You know, their hips are fine.
Yeah, it's the oils in the fish that are really good for them.
The omegas.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
hopefully you got lots of drivers to help you today.
I think we do. We had 100 or so, and I don't see everybody because I'm out delivering, but. It's been great.
Good.
100 drivers?
No, 100 deliveries.
Oh, okay. You are busy, woman.
Wow.
Well, you know, we're not as busy as we used to be because I used to knock out 100 on Friday, 100 on Saturday, and then, you know, 30, 40, 50 on Sunday.
Wow.
Wow.
That is a lot.
But we just don't have that, you know, have that bulk anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more flower shops open with deals, you know, instead of before we were kind of, you know, one of the very few.
Right.
You know, when you think about it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming over there and seeing you and harassing you and having a good time.
All right. We're ready for you.
All righty. I love you guys. And thank you for everything that you've accomplished. It's just wonderful with this radio show. And I'm looking forward to the fall.
All right.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
We love
You're
you,
welcome.
Too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's talk to Janet from Mesa. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Diana.
Hi there. What's going on?
Well, I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
What hours is your bakery open?
From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Five days a week or
no,
seven?
No, that's Tuesday through Saturday.
Tuesday through Saturday. Okay.
And then Sunday it's open 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Sunday 8 to 1?
Yep.
Okay, got to write this down. I don't want to come over there and find no cookies.
There's always cookies in there.
Okay. And do you know when Pyfections is open?
I'll find out.
I believe they are closed on Mondays. Mm-hmm. Well, no, they open at 10. I'm almost positive it's 10.
Mm-hmm. 7 days a week or five?
I'm looking right now.
Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m.
Monday through Saturday. Okay.
Monday through Saturday. Yep. All right. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing super.
Good. I always like to hear that. So,
super duper double blooper.
So survey
double
question.
Blooper?
Blooper. I said blooper.
Okay.
I didn't want to say that word. Blooper.
Blooper. Okay.
All right. So what are you looking forward to when we come back this fall?
Just listening to the show and, you know, seeing the people again. Mm-hmm. And I really love the breakfast and a show because people talked about themselves that we didn't know stuff about them.
Right.
And that was really great.
Gave their own little confessions, didn't they?
Yes.
You never knew what you were going to get, did you?
Right.
Just like Cracker Jacks.
Oh, yeah, we had some good ones, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We had some real fun ones. We had some odd ones. We've had it all.
You attract a strange group of people.
I guess so.
Oh, man.
And me included.
It's been great. It's been a great experience, and we're looking forward to coming back. And we will definitely keep that part of the show.
Okay.
All right.
And I think I know the vegetable that's a flower.
Okay, what would that be?
That's the one that people call a little tree.
You're running
the
around.
Broccoli?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I've been calling them trees for years.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
very
how you
good.
Get the kids to eat them.
Yep. Yep, just tell them it's a tree.
Yes.
They'll eat it.
They'll eat the dirt, so why not the tree?
And I have one more question, but maybe one of your listeners knows. One time on the internet, I saw a way to peel corn.
Okay.
And you cut the bottom off instead of the top. So you peel it from the bottom and all the silk comes off with it.
Oh, okay.
Does anybody know that method?
I've heard it. I have not used it. Oh, I think Garion has used it.
I actually tried it at home. It works. It's mm-hmm. it's like flawless, too. There's no threads through the corn, nothing.
Oh. Very good.
You just cut the bottom off and start peeling it, and everything comes off.
Yeah, I usually soak the corn before I do that. It makes it a little more pliable. But once you cut it, you're actually cutting the base of where all that stuff sprouts from.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're pulling it backwards, you're actually pulling all the stuff from its source. So instead of going the other way, it's kind of like a banana. I don't know if you've ever cut the other end of a banana and peeled it, but
yeah.
You don't have all those strings.
Right.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah, I got to talk to God about that.
You made them backwards.
Yeah.
Everything was upside down.
Well, when you talk to him, tell him I said hi, okay?
I will.
All right, Janet, I'm going to stick you into the drawing for today. And you.
What are the drawings today for?
Well, we just have the one, the
for the
Scottsdale Resort.
Okay, I'm due for that one again.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a great day, Janet, and we will see you around, okay?
Oh, you sure will.
All right.
Have a great summer.
You
Bye.
Too.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
When my son came home from basketball practice asking for expensive new shoes, I did what any good mother would do. I gave him some milk. He looked confused, so I told him how 3 daily servings of dairy would help him get mad hops for big ups to totally posterize his opponents. I don't know which surprised him more, the milk info or the hoops lingo. All I know is it saved me $150.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I haven't looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this. So why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
All right, 480-668-3287. Looks like the phone lines are going to stay busy all day. That's good. Right now, let's talk to Jolene from Tempe. Hi, Jolene.
Hi, Dennis and Diana.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you two?
We're doing well.
Well, good. It's kind of hard because I'm kind of lost for words, and I've been going to call all week, and I go, no, I don't know what to say. And then today I go, well, I have to call. It's kind of like you want to say goodbye, but you're not saying goodbye. And it's something that's not over. It's just taking a break and coming back. And maybe that's a good thing.
Yes. It's definitely a good thing. It's something we have to do. It's not something we want to do, but it's something we have to do.
And I don't know what I'm going to do because you're the only radio program that I point my finger at the radio and talk to it. Remember, Dennis, I got to listen to your show. I talk to my radio.
Yeah.
I go, why are you saying that? No, that's not right.
And then do we answer back?
Sometimes.
And I want to thank you for introducing me to some of your sponsors that I would have never, ever went to because I never heard of them. My favorite of all is the Ponies.
Yeah.
I still go there, just love their food.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they're great people over there.
Yeah, and Thai Perfections. And I'm still going there. And, of course, Bergie. And Aisha. I still go to Aisha quite often.
Wonderful. Great. We want you to see them all. I mean, just because we're taking a break doesn't mean you guys get to take a break from going seeing these guys.
Exactly. And then there's number one, George and Son.
Yeah, George is a good friend. He's, and I'm sure that when we come be back, he'll be right back with us. So.
Yeah, because I never even knew his restaurants existed until he came on with Culinary Confessions.
Yeah, I didn't know a lot of these restaurants existed until
music.
Yeah.
And great music, so.
Yep.
Oh, perfect.
Well,
I'm sure we'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah, you will. And remember, I complained because everything was in Gilbert.
Yeah.
Well, looks like I'm still going to Gilbert because that's where the Ponies is.
Yeah, well.
That's where Bergie's is.
Yeah.
And that's where the Groves is.
Yeah, well, I said, when we come back, it won't be that way. It'll be all over the place.
Well, hey, I'm used to it, but now.
Now you know your way, huh? You've got map charted.
Oh, and, you know, I have to thank the people I met, especially Sandy and Ron, and so.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Jolene. We really appreciate that.
Okay, and I'll see you soon for fish.
All right.
Maybe fish and breakfast.
All right,
we'll be here.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I don't think you'll be at the spa or at the hotel.
I don't think so. Maybe in our mind, and that's about it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Jolene. Talk to you soon.
All right, Jolene. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's talk to Tina from Hesperia. Tina, how are you?
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Diana. How you guys doing?
Hi. Do we have a twofer today?
Nope, just me.
Okay.
I just wanted to call to tell you guys that we're going to miss you so much, but we know that you're going to come back bigger and better, and I know that you guys are having mixed emotions today, especially.
Absolutely.
And, hey, Diana, look, you got to just get him to take you to the beach this summer. See how that works?
I would love that.
Just kick him. Be like, hey, beach.
He's not really the problem. He would love to take me anywhere. It's just, you know, we're here working every day, and it's hard to get away. So
it's hard to get away. Well, now you're going to have one less plate for a little while.
Yeah. Well, that's only for a couple hours in the morning. We still have all evening.
try to take some time. To have
absolutely.
Some
we're gonna try.
Try to look at the big picture. You know, don't relax a little.
Yeah,
that's our goal.
Relax a little and let God take care of the rest because He's gonna do it.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
And I fibbed. There's someone else who'd like to talk to you. So my mystery guest.
Your mystery guest is.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Nancy.
We have to do it again.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to end it, right?
And I'm going to miss you guys so much. And I want to thank you, like I said yesterday, for the listeners, I think, don't realize what how you bring everybody together the way you do, and you brighten each of our lives, and in those 2 hours we get to escape and go to some place where we could have be with people, even though I've never met any of them. You get to feel like you know them, and that's what I'm gonna miss about the summer, and I'm looking forward to coming back. And I think we have another special guest that's waiting to say hello too.
Okay.
Who's There's this? Another. We told you we had a surprise.
We have a surprise guest.
Okay.
We have a surprise guest.
My pudding. Can somebody help me find my pudding?
Billy Crystal is with you. That is awesome. That one's for you, Dennis. That is perfect. Thank you so much.
Do you know who this is? Do you?
This sounds like Paul.
It is Paul.
Hi, how are you?
I'm here, Diana.
Paul from Sun City. I know you.
You got it. Oh, thank you, guys.
Thank you. So, what an awesome surprise.
We wanted to thank you guys for bringing us all together as friends. We're all friends.
We're all friends, Diana.
Oh, I am so glad to hear that. Wonderful. Thank you.
We're going to let Paul speak because it's his turn.
Okay. It's his turn.
All right. Well, I just wanted to thank you for everything and for making the show into something really bigger and better than anyone could have imagined. And so I'm just going to read from a little Dolly Parton song because I adore this woman. And so it's just, you know, for the summer and for all the listeners, for you both. And it's just, and I hope life will treat you kind. And I hope that you have all that you've ever dreamed of. Oh, I do wish you joy, and I wish you happiness. But above all this, I wish you love.
Oh.
So that's for you and for everyone. And thank you so much and for everything. And we mean everything.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Polly.
I love you guys so much.
And, we love you too.
It's really been awesome, to say the least.
Well,
thank you.
You got to keep in touch with us, okay? You can't just, you know, take the summer off like we're doing.
All right. So. I promise I won't drop off the planet. Yeah.
Okay. And I love when Vince went, I had to get in before Nancy with the Taste of Music.
And we were calling and calling and calling and phone's busy. I'm like, oh, I got to keep trying. I got to keep trying.
He wanted
and
to
we,
beat
and
you
And we
on
love
that
you,
one.
Dennis. And Dennis, thank you for brightening up our days.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you, because you guys, everybody out there has brightened up ours. And you guys don't have a clue.
How hard this is.
How hard it is and how much you mean to all of us. So
back at you.
Exactly.
We love you.
We're going to go and let the next people.
Yeah, we're going to go because we know a lot of people want to talk to you today.
We wanted to give you a really good surprise because we love you and what you – how we all become friends, and I hope I get to meet some other people too when we get, you know, we can do the remotes. I've never been to one, so that would be fun.
That'll definitely
so
be a good
I'm
thing
I'm looking
for
forward,
you.
And Tina is going to come out, and that's the first place we're all going to come.
We're going to come to the Groves. That's the first thing we're going to do.
All right.
Yep. Perfect. We look forward to that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well,
your surprise was a great
we'll
success.
Talk to you guys soon.
All right.
Love
you.
I love you guys
for now.
Okay, over and out.
Bye.
All right. All right, let's take one more caller before we go to break. And let's talk to Lori from Scottsdale. Hi, Lori.
My, I don't have much time, do I?
Oh, we've got 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, you think I can get through in 3 or 4 minutes? My eyes are running after hearing what Paul just...
So is mine.
Oh, God. That is so tender. Really? Do they all live out in Surprise?
No, they all live... One lives in California, one lives in Tempe, and one lives in Surprise. So.
Oh, wow.
You know, they got together and got on a conference call, and... We really, really appreciate that. Thank you.
That is fantastic. But, you know, it's our exact sentiments of what he said. You're going to be very missed. But, you know, now I don't have to turn my radio on at 11 o'clock, and I can say, oh, I got to stay home because I want to call. I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss it very much. I'm going to miss not hearing you guys, but looking forward to hopefully seeing you again, you know, hearing
Absolutely.
You again.
You
what?
Will.
You will.
Quiet. Oh, Harvey says it's going to be nice and quiet.
Oh, thanks, Harvey. I thought you loved me.
Hey, Harvey, you'll be quiet pretty soon, so for a long time.
Well, we will be back, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm telling him he can have a lot of quiet for a long time in a few years.
And if he doesn't straighten up, it's going to come sooner than that, right?
That's right. He better be good.
Thanks
anyway,
for making
guys,
the trip and seeing
us
yesterday.
We will definitely see you before very soon. And
right.
It was fun stopping by yesterday with Marianne.
And we
I'm glad we
that.
Did it.
Thank you.
And I had to say something for your last show, and I'm looking forward to hearing you on the air again, and hopefully you'll get restaurants to do remotes here and as sponsors in Scottsdale and in all other areas, and it would be fun to have more remotes at least once a month in the Tuesday tasting at different places. And George and Sons is great. We were there the other night. We went to the one in Deer Valley,
right.
Parkway there, and George wasn't there, but his wife was, and you know, we frequent it, so she knows us very well, and their food is great there, too. Same
yes.
food as it is here in Scottsdale. And George is a sweet guy, and I'm sure that he will come back.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Love you, guys.
Love you, too, Lori. Thank
and
you.
And we'll see you soon.
All
okay,
right, Lori.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back after the noontime break.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona, go. KAZG.
1440, KAZG.
Culinary confessions. Dennis and Diana's confections were the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah.
It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good afternoon, Arizona foodies, and welcome back to
Culinary Confessions.
I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And this is Fun Freaky Farewell Friday. So today's it for a short time, and we'll be back this fall. And running out of words to say for the day. It's kind of an emotional day here. We just really want to tell each and every one of you how much you mean to
us.
You
have touched our hearts.
And we appreciate each and every one of you out there that's listening. And I know there's a lot of you out there that don't call in, but you do listen every day. And you mean the world to us too, and we just want to let you know how much we care about you. And so we're gonna do a little business, and then we're gonna get back with the phones. Okay.
So we have trivia brought to you by George and Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location that Lori just went to over at the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center, 623-434-1888. You can still make reservations for Mother's Day.
Okay, and that trivia today is... what was the first retailer to offer fresh brewed coffee? And which vegetable comes in white, yellow, orange, green, and purple varieties? And then true or false, there are more than 200 kinds of chili peppers. And what kind of cheese is the most widely purchased in the world? And
we know it's not mozzarella, and we know it's not goat.
Right. I'm going to give you a hint, though. It's yellow.
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
Okay, and true or false, the inside of a banana is a berry. And is the most widely eaten meat in the world chicken, beef, lamb, or pork? And what is the largest fish farming crop in the USA?
And I have to say hi to Rose from Ahwatukee. She was in yesterday while we were on the air, and she was waving, and I didn't know. I mean, a lot of people wave, so we kind of look out the corner of our eyes. So I apologize we didn't get out there and get to say hi to her.
Yeah, it would have been nice to say hi.
Yeah, so.
All right, now let's do the Taste of Music.
Okay, the Taste of Music is brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for your special orders, 480-813-4610. And the Taste of Music is?
Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song. Somewhere in that song, there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. So, Garion, can you play that for me?
She told me a story about free milk and a cow, and said, no hooky dokies, and I get a wet bag.
All right, and that was our Taste of Music. So right now we are going to we'll do a recipe of the day here in just a little bit, and that's brought to you by?
It's brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. That's alexondesign.com, alexondesign.com. Give them a call, 480-699-7796. They do redo your pools. They do landscaping, putting greens, barbecues, fire pits. You name it, they can do it. Put in a nice kitchen in the outdoors for you, awnings. They do it all. Again, give them a call, 480-699-7796.
All right, and our survey question of the day is, what is the thing that you're going to enjoy most about when we come back on the air? Okay? So, right now, let's talk to, well, one thing before I do that. You know, we've thanked everybody out there for being a part of the show and everything, but the people we haven't thanked who make it so that we can be on the show every day, the 2 hours, is our employees at the restaurant and at the bakery. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do the show either, because we'd be in there doing what they're doing.
Right.
So I just want to send a special thank you out to our crew at the Groves and the Groves Bakery for doing everything that they do to make it possible for us to be on here. So
yeah, they always back us up.
Yeah, they
so
do.
They are family and
yeah,
in more ways than one.
Yep. So let's talk to Virginia from Mesa. Virginia, how are you today?
I'm good.
You're
how
good?
About you?
We're doing okay.
That's good.
Yep, we're doing all right.
You always do right.
Well, I try. Diane always does great. I try.
I don't know about that.
You're both super.
Well, thank you, Virginia. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, about the... give you a try on meat.
Okay.
What about chicken?
No, that's not it.
It isn't?
No.
Oh, my. Was that in the world, or was that in just the...
That's in the world.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yep. So... Well,
I didn't get it.
All right. So how about the survey? What's going to be the thing that you look forward most to when we come back on the air?
Well... I will look forward to hearing your voices and meeting my family again. And that's the way I look at it, that these people, you and Diana and the people that call in and that, I love them all. And I feel like they're my culinary family.
And you know,
so I look forward to all of you.
Well, thank you. We do, too.
And it is. It's one big family out there.
Yeah, it is.
It may be a dysfunctional family, but it's a family.
It has its it's normal. It has its illnesses, deaths, and has babies born and everything. And I just feel for all of them.
Yeah.
We do too.
Well, it's been great getting to know you and talking with you all the time. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to stay in touch with you over the summer, okay?
You better.
I will. I give you my word. Okay?
All right.
Okay, hon.
You have a great day, Virginia. We love you.
Love you. I love you both, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Happy Mother's Day to you, and we love you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, Virginia.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk to Janet. Janet, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm having a little difficulty hearing you on my phone, but I just wanted to call in, too. I hated the fact that you said farewell. That doesn't mean forever, does it?
No.
It's just so long for a while?
Just for the summer.
Just for the summer. We'll be back in the fall, but we have to step back and...
We need to get some sponsors and get things lined up the way it should be so we can keep it running.
Oh, great. Oh, gosh, I hope you weren't having difficulty because I've been listening to your commercials on the station, and they're terrific.
Yeah, well, it takes a lot to run the show, and we didn't have what we needed, and so we just needed to step back and take a breath and come back bigger, better, and stronger.
Yeah.
Well, I think you've done a great job so far. I understand, and you got like a lot on your plate. And you will be missed, even though I don't call in a lot. I'm the second Janet. But I'm going to really try and get my kids to come to your restaurant and your bakery. Just, you'll make anything, right?
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
Okay. You never know. I might come up with some kind of a concoction.
And I'll figure it out.
And you'll figure it out. Okay. Well, best of luck. Have a wonderful summer, and I'm really looking forward to you coming back.
And we will be back, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, Janet, thank you.
You take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. All right, let's talk to Patty from Phoenix. Patty, how are you?
Well, good. How are you?
We're doing well.
That's good. I wanted to first say happy Mother's Day to Diane.
Well, thank you, Patty.
You're welcome, and you guys... I will miss you guys for the summer, but I will have to come see you guys.
Yep, you'll have to come over and see us and, let us know when you're here.
Yes, and my thing is when you guys come back, it will be roaring with all upbeat as you guys always are, and I can't wait for everyone to get together and hear your lovely voices again when you guys come back.
Oh, thank you, Patty. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we really do.
So. You guys are well worth the best things.
Well, thank you very much, Patty. That means a lot.
And you don't work too hard, okay?
Oh, I'll try not to, and I'll make sure I keep smiling.
Okay, that's the best part.
Yep.
We love that.
And keep dancing on them tables, okay?
I'll come back dancing, roaring more.
Okay.
All right.
It was wonderful meeting you, Patty. Thank you.
Oh, it was the best. And I can't wait to go to the restaurant again and see you guys again.
Okay. Well, we look forward to it.
Always.
All right. Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk soon.
Love you guys.
All right. Bye. All right. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic.
call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
For sale. One pair of height-increasing shoe inserts. One previous owner no longer needs them. Started drinking milk 3 servings a day. We'll also consider offers on orthodontic headgear. Teeth straight and strong now, thanks. Also for sale, one magical role-playing game set. No time to play since joining the basketball team.
3 daily servings of dairy let kids grow up with strong bones, healthy teeth, and big muscles, which just may help them grow out of a few things they won't miss at all. Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today?
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef and find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call today. Come on and join us and have a conversation with us today.
Did we already do the second Taste of Music?
Yes, we did.
I've lost. All right, well, let me do the recipe of the day, which is brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for all your design needs for landscaping and pools, awnings, fire pits, you name it, putting greens, 480-699-7796. That's alexondesign.com. And the recipe today is going to be something a little fun. These are some appetizers that you can make, some little mini cheesy chicken enchiladas. To start out, you're going to need some 12 six-inch flour tortillas, a can of Campbell's condensed cream of chicken soup, 1/4 cup of sour cream, 3/4 cup of salsa, your favorite, and 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 3 cups of chopped cooked chicken, 1 cup of shredded Monterey Jack, which is about 4 ounces, and chopped tomatoes and sliced green onions. So how to make this is you're going to heat the oven to 350. You're going to press the tortillas into the bottom, into the bottoms and the upside of 12, I guess a 2.5-inch muffin pan cups. Stir in the soup. Are you going to stir the soup, sour cream and salsa, chili powder, chicken and cheese in a medium bowl? Divide the mixture among the 12 tortilla cups. You're going to bake for about 20 minutes until the chicken mixture is hot and bubbly. Sprinkle with additional cheese if desired, and you can always put a dollop of sour cream on top or some little green onions on top of there too to make it really pretty. And then you'll let the enchilada cups cool in a pan on a wire rack for about 5 minutes, and then top with tomatoes, green onions before serving if desired. And it's a fun little treat.
Very good.
Hello.
I've got it.
You can do that. You can make little mini pot pies that same way, but using a biscuit and using your Campbell's soup, your vegetable soup, and putting it as a little pot pie. And you can even do it with macaroni and cheese.
There you go.
So all kinds of fun stuff.
All kinds. Well, you know what? Let's talk to Jerry. I know Jerry likes the recipes. So
all right.
Let's talk to Jerry. Jerry, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Diana. Hi, Dennis.
Hi.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. That's what I'm going to miss is all the, you know, the tips and the recipes and waking up in the morning and saying, oh, it's Tip Tuesday, or, you know, or waking up and say, oh, God, it's Monday, I got to go to work, and then say, oh, well, you know, Culinary Confessions is back because it's Monday. So, yeah, it's going to be an adjustment, but
It'll just be a short one, okay?
So save up all your restaurant reviews so we can hear about all the places that you go eat.
Yeah.
And the things that you make.
Yeah, can you imagine how many tips everyone's going to have 3 months from now?
That's awesome.
That's good. And, you know, I'll be posting stuff on Facebook and on the webpage and stuff. So I'll put up recipes and stuff on there.
Yeah, I always check that at least once a week or on the weekends. A lot of times I'll go on there and check it out.
Yeah.
Because I don't always hear the whole recipe, so I can go on there and look at it, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was going to call in. I was all set to call in on Wednesday when Jim was in there because, you know, we're fellow Tempeans. And then when you made the announcement, I was like, oh, my God, what, you know, that's a hard one to follow. So I, you know, thought about it, and then I thought, well, maybe they're just looking for attention. Like, you know, when the girlfriends in high school would tell me they're leaving me, and then we'd kiss and make up, and it'd all be better. But I guess it's
I wish it was that easy.
Yeah, it's come down to Friday, so I guess it's for real.
It is, but it's not for good. It's just a summer hiatus. We'll be back in the fall, and we'll have a bigger, better show. So,
yeah.
It's just something we need to do personally. We need to get have a small break, and we need to get our business
sponsors
lined back out where we have things all over the valley instead of just on the East Valley.
Yeah.
And
just like a week ago, I talked to the owner over at Spokes, and he was all excited. He'd heard about you because someone called there asking for directions, and they said they heard about it on Culinary Confessions.
Well,
so he knew about it, and so I was, you know, told him all about the show and everything because I thought, well, maybe he could do either a phone-in or something, you know, because he's a real personable guy. He goes, well, I like to talk, you know, he told me, but then I didn't bring it up this week because, you know.
Well, he's on the list for when we come back. I've got him on the list to talk to, so.
Yeah, if you need any more information or whatever, I can tell you. But, yeah, he seemed interested. His girlfriend works for Channel 8 in Check Please, Arizona. She has something to do with that. So.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, he knew all about Culinary Confessions just from when someone had called, I guess. So I told him more about the show and everything.
Yeah.
So he seemed interested, so.
Okay, well, I will get a hold of him over the summer and see what we can do.
And what was your survey question? How did?
All right, the survey question of the day is what is the thing about the show that you're looking forward to the most when we come back in the fall?
I suppose it would be that third and fourth hour that you're adding.
I don't know if we're adding that third or fourth hour.
It's going to be an all-day show, huh? Boy, yeah, are we going to start earlier or stay later? Which one is it going to be?
Well, you could do both. You could, you know, start at 10 and end at 2, I guess.
Okay. Well, we'll have to talk to the radio station about that one, too, then, I guess.
Yeah, because then we could add new segments, you know, have different segments we could add and have time for everything.
Oh, yeah.
At least once a day or once a week, you could have, what did you learn this week, you know?
You know, and we wanted to do the cooking. I would have liked to end it with, you know, what am I? You know,
yeah.
Dennis's what am I? His sounds of the kitchen were always pretty fun.
Yeah, I know. There was always so many things, and it's hard to pack it all in 2 hours.
It is. It sounds like a really long time, but it goes by really fast.
Oh, I know. That day I was down there, it was like, you know, it went by so fast just sitting there.
Yeah.
So, and I was looking forward to it again because I was a little, you know, a little nervous or didn't know what to say maybe the first time, but that's what I'd be looking forward to, too, is another chance to come down and maybe have my sister-in-law come in. You know, she would be good if she won that.
Right. Well, we'll definitely, that's part of the show that will continue is breakfast in the show. So.
And that's just it. It's an eye-opener. You know, people think, oh, no, I don't want to do it. And then they get here and it changes. They see so many ideas that they can, you know, put into it.
Yeah. So that'll be fun when you guys come back. So we'll make it through somehow.
All right, Jerry. All right. Well, thank you so much. And you have a wonderful summer.
You too. And I don't know if anybody asked you or not. The weather in Dallas looked really bad. Is your family okay?
Yeah, everyone's okay. I talked to my daughter last night, and all is well.
I saw that in the weather when I was going to bed last night, and I thought about you. I was like, oh, God, I hope everything's all right. It looked pretty violent.
Yeah, it missed them completely, so I was real happy about that.
Okay, well, I hope everybody else is safe over in that, in that area.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'll get off and let somebody else get in.
All right, Jerry, you take care, okay?
Okay, I'll definitely come down and see you guys before then.
All right, sounds good.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, let's talk to Holly. Holly, how are you?
I am good. How are you guys?
Good. Happy Friday.
yes. Fantabulous Friday.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Yeah, but it's also, a tear-jerking Friday.
Bittersweet, right?
Yes. But it's not like you're going for good, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
No, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Not getting rid of us that easy.
No, I hope not. Because it's been a lot of fun.
It has been.
And doing the show was really, that was great. I loved it.
Yep, it's, we didn't know what to expect when we took it over. We were totally in the dark, you could say.
Right.
And we came in and like I said, there were people that didn't think we'd last 30 days. And here we are.
Aww.
And we're still here.
Not very nice.
But, there were those people that thought that. And after the first couple of shows, I can see why.
you guys did awesome.
We made it for 16 months, and it's just we just need to take that break and get things together and come back. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that would be good. Maybe you can get some more restaurants to come on board.
We have to have some sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep. So it'll be good. When we come back, it'll be better.
Okay. Yeah, it will be.
All right.
Do you want to try one of the trivias?
Sure. I didn't get to hear you guys because I've been running around, so and I'm stuck at a doctor's office.
Okay. Well, let me find what I did with them. Oh, there it is. All right. So let's see. True or false? The inside of a banana is a berry.
What did you say?
The inside of a banana is a berry. Is that true or false?
I know bananas have seeds.
Okay.
So I'd say true.
It is true. Very good. All right.
See, I've learned a lot from you guys in learning about seeds.
All right.
I came really close to saying false. Well, I'm like, wait a minute, bananas have seeds in them.
There you go. All right. Well, Holly, we're going to stick you in the drawing for today along with everybody else, okay?
All righty. Awesome. And you guys have a wonderful vacation.
All right. You have a great summer too, okay?
Okay. I will definitely try.
Stop by and see us sometime.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Right, bye. All right. We're going to skip over a break, and we're going to talk to Marianne from Scottsdale. Marianne, how are you?
I'm good, Dennis. Hi, Diana.
Hi there.
Good.
Thank you so much for yesterday.
I want to tell you, I came home and told my husband, I said, I had the funnest time. I said, it was so great. I'm so glad I listened to Lori, and we continued our little trip and came down there and spent some time with you. It was so much fun.
It was. It was a good time.
And I thank you for both just taking the time to just sit there with us and enjoy each other's company. It was wonderful. So,
and that's what we need more of, you know.
Exactly.
We need to be able to do that more. And at this point, you know, that's our goal.
Well, you know, you still will be because, like I said, you're not all the way, you know, you're not going away. You're still here and we'll be still keeping in touch. I'm already going through withdrawal. I put my radio on this morning, and the first station that came on was 1440. And I go, oh, my God, no, it's probably going to be the last time I see that. And it's sad, I tell you. Year ago, I did a lot.
Be in the habit of putting it on that station, so when we come back, you'll be, you know, we don't want you to lose that habit.
I'm not taking it off. It's going to stay there. I'll probably see it every day, because in the morning I listen to KFYI, and then at 11 o'clock I go to 1440, and then at 1 o'clock I go to KXAM. So my buttons are all, in order. But that 1440 button is going to stay there. It's not going to move.
Okay.
No. Yeah. I was with my grandson in the car this morning, and I'm listening, and he said, I thought he was going to change the station. So I said, don't change the station. I got to hear this is their last show. And he goes, why? Where are they going? You know, and then he said, oh, that's a shame. So I said, yeah, telling me it's a shame. So, but I want to wish you both the very, very best of luck, and I want you to get the rest that you know and that you need, and just get back to normal. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you again in the fall. And I'm sure we're going to see you in between, because I'm going to really make it my business to do that. As long as I have my sidekick Lori with me, we're going to make it our business to get in touch.
Good. We loved it. That's perfect.
Yeah, I don't want to lose contact with either one of you, because you have been a joy. And when a year ago, when the show was going off, the other show was going off the air, I did a lot of crying. And I didn't think that I would ever, you know, fall into the show again. And then as I started, when I first started listening to you, and then Janet picked me to co-host with her, that's when I realized, wow, this is fantastic. These people are great, and you brought so much joy to all of us. And what I'm going to miss most is hearing the two of you.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then also hearing about all the people, the family that we have made in these past years. So it's going to be an empty nest, but it'll be fine.
We're still going to see each other and talk to each other, and you know, we're not going anywhere. The restaurant will be here, you know that we'll be here, and you got our number.
I got your number. It was funny. Janet said to me, I'm not going to be able to clean any drawers and closets anymore, because Janet said, well, at least when you were listening to them, you weren't just sitting around doing nothing. You were cleaning closets and drawers. She says, I'm going to miss them. She says, I just sit around listening. I'm not going to know what to do with my time anymore. So there goes my closets and drawers. They're not going to ever get cleaned again.
No, in the fall they'll get clean. It's just, you know, you're taking your summer off.
Well, no. I can't, because I have a lot of work ahead of me.
I know. So. You got to. Well, they're already going to be clean because you're moving.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So anyway. Okay. So I don't want to keep you any longer. And I just want to say thanks for everything, and enjoy your summer. And we'll be keeping in touch. And I'll be looking forward to hearing all this again in the fall. I just hope it goes fast. So I close my eyes and wake up, and I want you back again.
Okay. Well, we're going to do the best we can, okay?
I know you, and we'll see you soon. I'm already working on what I'm going to do, so we'll see you soon.
All right,
okay.
Sounds good.
Thanks, care. Marianne. Love you both
love
very
you
much.
We right. love you too.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. Give us a call. All right, yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
If there was an emergency, would your family have enough water and non-perishable food to last 3 days? We asked families across the country, Here are some of their answers.
Well, we depend mostly on our meats, on our refrigerator, on, you know, cooking that way. So most of our foods are in the refrigerator. Once the electricity goes out, your refrigerator goes out, so you can only use that for a certain amount of time.
We usually eat fresh food daily.
You know, in the pantry, we have, like, granola bars and canned tomatoes,
true.
You know.
That's true, but that's really not survival food, tomato paste.
The brand of dog food that I do purchase for the dogs, as well as the cats, are edible by humans. We could even share the same bowls.
I want my own bowl.
You got your own bowl.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. Give us a call. And right now, we are going to...
We want to say thank you to all of our sponsors that we've had over, you know, this past 16 months. We have the Original Burrito Company, Pacino's, Pifection, SN Asian Kitchen, Utter Delights, Zapponi's, Millie's, Bare Necessities, American Discount Foods.
The Pits again.
You know, without all of you guys, George and Sons has always been with us. AT Oasis, Big Boy's Pizza,
Bergie's Coffee Roast House.
Bergie's has stuck with us throughout all of it. You know, Canada Calling, Romeo's Euro Cafe, all of you. Alexon Design Group and the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center. I mean, it's just been wonderful to have all of you help us through all of this, and we want to make sure that we can get this started again.
Yep, and we will. We'll be back in the fall, but we just want to thank all the ones that have been with us since we've been going this 16 months in, and I'm sure a lot of them will be back with us once we come back on, along with a whole bunch of new ones from all over the place. So It's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good thing. It's gonna be.
Okay, Roger Rabbit.
All right, so right now, let's talk to Jennifer from Tempe. Okay.
Say, what's up, Doc?
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi. Well, like everybody else, happy and sad, and you know, mixed emotions at the same time.
Yeah. But we know how that is.
I think it's gonna be good. I think you're doing the right thing. There are a lot of shows that are seasonal. I mean, look at television. It disappears, comes back in the fall. So it's not that unusual.
Right.
And I'm so grateful for all the neat places I wouldn't have known about if I hadn't been a listener for so long.
Right. That's one thing that it's brought a lot of people to places that they never would have thought about going to.
Oh, yeah. And they're my first choice, you know. The SNN Cafe and George and Sons are my favorite Asian restaurants in town.
Yep.
And if I have an opportunity to go there, I will.
Yep.
And often I have friends who'll say, well, where's a good place to eat in, you know, this part of town or that part of town? I would never have known about The Pits Again. It's my favorite barbecue place. And it's way far from me. I'm in Tempe, but I do try and go there now and then, and especially if I'm on my way to Las Vegas. I'm driving north. I make time so that I can stop there, and I tell people who live on that side of town, it's the best barbecue ever.
Right.
You know, so I've really tried to do that, to tell people about things that are in their part of town, because we all get in a rut. We tend to go to places that are close, but, you know, chains have their place, but I kind of get tired of them. You know, it's always going to be the same boring thing. Sometimes it's good, but there's that love, that extra factor that only a place like The Groves or The Pits Again or any of your sponsors, Pittsburgh Willie's, I would never have known about them either. I loved them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't have known about those places if it wasn't for Culinary Confessions. And there's that extra love factor that you put in, and you put your heart and soul, and you care about your employees as well as your diners, because it's, you know, your business.
That's right.
So we all feel that, and I know I'll really look forward to that when you come back.
Well, thank you.
I was just telling, what is your call screener's name?
Garion.
Garion. It's so unusual. Sorry, I'm having a hard time remembering it. I was just telling him that I have some ideas about some places we could meet, like on a Tuesday or Thursday night, kind of like a Tuesday tasting, and I can talk to Marianne, and we can I can help her. We can organize, do some phone calling.
All right. Sounds good.
Because, you know, we want the other listeners to be able to feel like they don't have to come far east if they don't want to. You know, there's some good places in Old Scottsdale that are sort of in the middle, that kind of thing.
That's right.
Right, and that's what we want to make sure everyone knows about all of them, because there are so many mom-and-pop places in the Valley that, you know, there's thousands of them.
Yeah, that's when that Tuesday tasting started, just when the economy started going bad and places were closing. Kim and Don thought of that, one, so they could visit with the listeners, because you only get a couple minutes on the show with each listener.
Right.
And also, you know, they're busy. You know what's going on behind the scenes. You're busy.
Exactly.
And they really enjoyed being able to sit down with the listeners. And so we started that to support the local restaurants. When people who can afford to leave town, they off go to their cabins and their beach places, and the rest of us are stuck here. Yeah. You know, you might take a quick vacation, but some people go away for the whole summer. So when the economy went downhill, we started those Tuesday tastings to support our locals. And so to give us, you know, a double thing, opportunity to still see each other, and a good way to support the locals like we did before.
That's right.
So we will try that up again once we come back.
Yeah, and maybe we'll do a little on our own without you. We'll hand out some of your business cards.
Give us a call.
We'll definitely hand out some of your cards and say, hey, this show's starting up in the fall again.
Absolutely. We need all the help we can get.
Yeah, glad to help.
All right, Jennifer. Well, thank you so much.
And I'm sure I'll see you sometime at brunch, lunch, or dinner at the Groves.
Our wine tasting. We've got our wine tasting coming up on the 14th. That's next Wednesday at 7.
That's good for people that drink wine, but I don't do that.
Okay, then I won't see you there.
Either that or I'll have to come to the bakery.
That's right. Okay.
I want some more of those little lemon cream horns.
Okay.
Those are awesome.
Clamshells. Yeah.
Clamshells. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Our little clamshells.
They were awesome.
Well, good.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer.
Okay. We'll see you soon.
Okay. All right.
Take care of yourselves.
You too.
Okay. Bye. Oh, bye.
All right. Let's talk to Jim from South Phoenix and then Anthony. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you guys today?
We're doing well.
Yeah, well, we're not doing, none of us are doing well. Least of all me. I'm sitting in a hot truck in the parking lot waiting on my great-granddaughter. And just wanted to, I've been trying to give you a call and finally got through. I wish you all the greatest of good fortune in your summertime off and gathering up new sponsors and coming back with a bang in the fall. Dennis, you should take her to Coronado Island.
Coronado Island, okay.
Off California.
Yep, been there.
Have you?
Yeah, I have.
I get scared. I've been over there twice, and every time that going over that bridge way up there just scares the dickens out of me. But once you get to the bottom of the bridge, everything is just wonderful.
Yes, it is.
Especially the big bear just scratching up against the tree. He's something else. I want you to just have a wonderful summer and just have so many sponsors jump on. It'll be a marvelous fall for all of us.
All right. Well, that's what we're looking forward to.
Good.
Thank you, Jim.
God bless you both. Well, thank you, Jim. And you take care and you come and see us, okay?
Certainly will. Oh, yes. Yeah. Right. Tonight or tomorrow. Yeah. We'll be there.
All right.
Thanks, Jim. Talk to you soon.
Bye. All right. Let's talk to Anthony from Phoenix. Anthony, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing well.
Good. Thank you for that meal for that $10.
Not a problem.
And it was, oh my God, the food was awesome.
Great.
Yeah, I'd like to go back there someday, you know. If I get another certificate, then I will call back.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Anthony.
All right. So, Anthony, you know we're going off the air today for the summer, and then we'll be back on in the fall.
Right, yeah. Someone told me that, my friend Holly.
Yeah, so what's the thing you're going to look forward to us coming back, huh?
Pardon me? What's that question?
What's the thing you're going to look forward to most of us coming back?
Most of all, have a good to meet you guys, and I'm most of all to have some more, you know, whether you can give out to answer questions, whatever, to win some prizes.
Okay.
All right. You like the trivia.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, this is my first time calling that. Jim knows that my first time calling down there, so. And I don't know what else you have. So you have to sign off to the fall, so.
Yeah.
Well, great. Right. Thank you so much, Anthony. I hope you have a great day.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, let's talk to Maggie from Mesa. Maggie, how are you?
I'm doing good.
You doing good?
Yeah.
On your way to work?
Not yet, but soon. what I'm going to miss is a lot of things, but the most – I was always good at the music trivia, so I guess you'll have to continue that. And,
oh, yeah.
Of course, the live remotes. So I just love seeing all the people and getting to know them better and better each time I see them. So, Mary Ann from Scottsdale, if you're listening, if you need any help getting us all together, call me, and I'm sure some other ladies will be more than happy to help you, too, because I think we want it as bad as you do.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, and does that, if she needs your number, then that's okay that
yes.
give it to her? Okay.
Yes.
I just want to get permission first.
I think she's called me. Okay. And I tell everybody, it's in the phone book, you guys. Anybody listening that wants
nobody
to call
knows
me.
What a phone book is
yeah,
anymore.
I know.
Do they still make those?
Yeah, I think so. I have them. I have one at least. Yeah, and there's the operator. You just have to know my last name, which is Blaetz, B-L-A-E-T-Z.
All right. See? Perfect. So that way you can get in touch. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
We like keeping that door open and getting to know everybody, and we don't want to lose this momentum.
And I think everybody feels the same way I do as far as their phone number, you know, with their friends with everybody else. But I'm sure, you know, you can call them and let them know if somebody's looking for them, if you guys have their phone number.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm sorry, I said that kind of confusing.
We get what you're saying. What is it? I get what you're putting down, or I'm picking up what you're putting down, or something like that. I'm stepping in what you're putting on. That's it.
And I can't wait to hear you guys again in the fall. So.
Oh, thank you, Maggie. We look forward to talking with you also.
And don't work too hard over the summer.
All right, well, stop by and see us, okay?
Oh, I will. All
right.
I think we all will.
Good. Yeah. We look forward to that.
Okay.
Thanks, Maggie.
Take care.
All right. You have a great day and have a great summer, okay?
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. 480-668-3287. We still got time for a couple more calls. And then we'll draw our last, our Sunday champagne brunch for the summer. So.
Right.
All right.
Sounds perfect. We've got one more left.
Excuse me.
Oh my gosh. All right. So we were going to talk about a bunch of things, and you know what? It's just really hard. You know, we wanted to say all these different things, and we don't want to say goodbye.
You know, I have one more recipe, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me get it here. And let's see. Here it is. Okay. Here's the recipe. This is for something you can make in the fall, okay? The recipe is to set aside 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. or 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Adjust the radio to 1440 KAZG or stream it live on ddccradio.com. Then you add two radio broadcasters, Dennis and Diana, who like each other just a little bit, and love giving thousands of dollars away in prizes to their listeners and take pleasure in supporting many causes. Stir in one extremely devoted intergenerational audience. We call them the condiments because they add flavor to the show. They test their food IQ with trivia, win prizes, share their passion for food, and come to regular remote broadcasts at various restaurants around the valley. Add a splash of food trivia, movie bites, and guess the recipe. One topical survey question, one taste of music, one famous food quote. Toss in interviews with the cookbook authors. Garnish with award-winning chefs, some international and locally grown favorites, John Paul Hutchins, John Wong, Rocco DeSpirito. Sprinkle in some loyal sponsors. Gently toss in food news of the day. Dennis and Diane, stir it all together. Bring it from simmer to boil and dish up 2 hours of smiles. Prizes and surprises, a refreshing change for talk radio. Radio can't get any tastier. And that is your recipe for the fall. So make sure you come back and join us in the fall because we're going to come back bigger and better. Right?
Right.
So anyway, just thought I'd throw out one more recipe there while we had the time.
That's our little recipe so you guys can remember us and, you know, support us that way too. I know that you guys have supported us so much, and now we just need to get that same support from some of our sponsors so we can continue this in a bigger and better way and get some things finished up around here so we can invite you back to our studio and welcome you with open arms.
That's right. And
that's a Journey song, right?
Open arms. Yes, it is. And let's take a call from Alan from Mesa. Alan, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you folks?
We're doing okay.
Well, first off, that you will be greatly missed for the entire summer.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. And, trust us, we're going to miss everybody too.
Well, I know we have a show on that station, and we would love to come out to your restaurant and show what you guys do because the listeners can only listen to how talented you folks are, how educated you are, and we'd love to have you as guests on the show to help show the people exactly what you're about. Great restaurateurs who are just crowd pleasers, listeners of all sorts.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
We'd like to do that.
And what is your show?
It's actually Best of Arizona TV.
Okay.
And we've been listening to your listeners, and you've created and earned such a great fan base. And people pay for what you folks do seamlessly, and that's gather loyalty, gather listeners, and educate them at the same time.
Well, thank you. That is so very kind. Those are such kind words. Thank you very much.
Well, it's very well earned. It's just someone like me who gets to articulate it, so it's a win-win. You folks get to get the accolades you so have deserved, and we all have to wait just a few more months just to hear you back. But in the meantime, I'm sure your fan base will come even further and help spread the word of your show.
Well, thank you, Alan. We appreciate that.
And I look forward to hearing from you folks in the summer, and I'm sure we can all log on to your website to see how you folks are progressing through the summer.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, definitely. We'll keep it up on Facebook, and we'll keep it on our webpage, okay?
Why don't you tell everyone your Facebook who hasn't listened before and who can listen now?
All right. Diana, go ahead.
Well, you can check us out online at DDCC Radio, or you can go on to another website, which if you type in Culinary Confessions, it'll take you to us, or even DD Culinary Confessions, and you know, we would love to hear from you on Facebook. I think that's our best way. Or you can email me at ddculinaryconfessions@gmail.com.
And I just want to let you know, aside from a listener, being social media, you guys have an amazing, amazing presence. Your logo, your history, everything is very aesthetic.
Well, thank
it's your
you.
Recipe of success on the internet, too.
Oh,
well,
thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Alan. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You have a great day.
If you can hold on, I think Gary needed to get your information.
That'll be great.
Okay, hold on, please. Thanks.
All right, I've got about 1 minute left, so I'm going to talk to Jeannie from Chandler, and then we're going to have to do our sign-off. Jeannie, how are you?
I'm depressed. I've been depressed ever since you announced it.
Yeah.
I thought, what am I going to do at 11 o'clock? I always turn on the radio at 11 o'clock and go off driving and shopping. And.
Well, I'm sorry, but we'll be back in the fall, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Because I've been listening for a long, long time.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Jeannie. We love you. We appreciate that.
We love you, too.
All right. We'll... Come see us when you can. If not, you'll hear us in the fall.
Okay.
All right, Jeannie.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for being there.
You bet, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we've got time for one quick drawing for our champagne brunch.
Champagne Sunday brunch for two over at the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center located at 7700 East McCormick Parkway. And you can check them out online, thescottsdaleresort.com. And the winner is...
And the winner is Marianne from Tempe.
You are the winner of the Scottsdale Sunday Brunch for Two.
All right. Congratulations, Marianne. And now we just want to
thank everyone for their kind words and support and all their love. We appreciate you all so much. And I can't talk anymore.
And we just want to let you know that we're not signing off for good. It's we're taking a break, and we'll be back this fall. And we just want each and every one of you to know how much we care about you and what you mean to us, what this show means to us. And I don't think we really knew until just lately.
And thanks to Station 1440
KAZG.
We love you. Thank you so much.
You've been great to us, and we look forward to having a long future with you and all of you listeners. And so, Garion, thanks for everything you've done for us, and we'll see you this fall. Diana, thanks for being my partner here and in life. And everybody, this isn't a final sign-off. It's just a sign-off for now. And good eats, good treats, and we will see you this fall.
See you soon. Bye.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. Katie Cady, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona Gold, KAZG.